And finally, there's a letter in our bulletin from me to you regarding finances. This past week, I was able to sign a check and to write a letter declaring that our church, our past debts are paid. So all of our debts are paid. For those who are not excited about that, for those who don't really care, it matters a lot to me, to our parish council, our finance committee. The letter explains, but we work very, very hard to pay off past debt that we owe the Archdiocese. All our bills are current. Don't think for any moment that we're wealthy or we're in good shape. We need more. But it was a great hurdle for us to cross over. And a lot of sacrifice from you and from me has gone into a vision that this parish was going to be financially stable. This parish was going to be a one that actually brought in money and shared our money, and not just simply always take from the Archdiocese. I said to the financial officer who called me about where we are, and he said, "Father, how did you do that?" And I said, "First of all, God is good. God is good. And secondly, our people work very hard in their stewardship, in their fundraisers. We didn't do this by, gambling or any kind of thing like that, winning the lottery. It was hard work. So as a pastor, those who are my parishioners here, thank you for your sacrifice, your love offering every Sunday. And I know that for many of you, it's a sacrifice, and I truly appreciate it. We have to continue to build higher and stronger, that we can be a church that helps other people, as we will today, those who are suffering throughout the country. So read the letter. If you have any questions, see me about it. But for those who weren't excited, I am. Okay, it means so much for us as a church in this community, with one Sunday Mass, with all of our challenges, we can say to those who look at our books, our money comes in, is accounted, it's used correctly, and we glorify God every Sunday in this church. That's who we are at St. Martin de Porres. That is who we are. And for those of you who wonder about what happens to the money, it's counted within hours, it's deposited, and I give to the collection. I'm not a priest who takes from it. I give in it. And I believe in good stewardship. So again, thank you so much for a great Sunday. I know it's long today, but we have so many blessings to give God thanks and praise for. Have a great week, a great Labor Day. Let's stand now for our final blessing.